At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Yes, it is another edition of the I Want Your Flex podcast. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And we start out today's edition, Mike, kind of pulling back the curtain a little bit, revealing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, because I think it's important for our listener to understand some things. On our previous podcast, you heard Mike and I talk about a lot of things. We talked about the Vikings and Eagles. We talked about the Bills and Titans. And that's because we record it right after the Monday Night Football game, and so it's available for you Tuesday morning. Because of circumstances, we will now be recording our Friday pod Thursday afternoon prior to the Thursday Night Football game. Now, you may say, well, what about the game before? Here's the good thing that I think about this, Mike, is that we're looking ahead at all of the games that are still to come. There's nothing that you can do from what happened last night. And if there is an injury in Thursday Night Football, we're going to end up talking about it on the next podcast as you get ready for the next week. But I just want people to know that with the recording schedule and when it is, we won't be including the Thursday night recaps in these Friday episodes just because of the timing of the taping of the podcast.
Yeah, and then obviously at Dan Beyer on Fox, at Swollen Dome, we'll be adjusting and talking as well as on Fox Sports Radio for all the time you and I are on, every opportunity we get. Any injury information, I don't know, quarterback news and whatever else goes on, and, you know, winds and all sorts of circumstances, weather, it all comes back into play by the time we get to the waiver wire additions and talk of Monday Night Football. So by then, maybe your emotions and our emotions will have lessened and will be more in the moment about the news and information as opposed to the cursing a player that let us down, Dan.
That's true, because that does happen on a Thursday night from time to time. You always want to get off on the right foot, and then when your guy gives you a 1.4 on a Thursday night, that's when the cursing occurs. But the good news is we'll be able to give you all the information that you need, and sometimes even up-to-date information. Friday's always the big day anyway when it comes to injuries and practices and availabilities, and our pod was launching before that information came out anyway, because we want to get it to you as you're driving to work on Friday, or maybe you're driving home from work. That's the sort of plan that we put together. We're just recording this a few hours earlier. We used to do it after the Thursday night games, but schedules didn't allow for it to happen, so now we're going to do it prior to the Thursday night game. I can tell you this. On Thursday, Justin Herbert on the practice field again for the Chargers. Day-to-day was the word Brandon Staley used on Wednesday with that rib cartilage fracture, but it sure seems that Herbert is on track to play against the Jaguars, Mike, which is a sigh of relief to many who have shares in Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, still awaiting word on whether Keenan Allen will be available, but certainly with Justin Herbert. I like that the update from the Wednesday practice was he was out there skipping. I don't know what that meant, but it worked out fine. And when we look at the point spread, Vegas is treating it, at least I think they are, as if he's going to play, as the spread, as you and I are talking, is 7. Down from 9 when numbers originally came out. But 7 says to me Herbert's playing, and coming off of the Jaguars 24-0 demolition of the
zilch,
Colts.
Zip.
If Herbert weren't playing, I would think this would be a much shorter line, I guess was the point I was trying to get to.
The other news, the big news of the week, Mike Evans suspended one game, upheld on appeal, so he's going to miss the game against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Tom Brady decided, well, I can't miss practice since I'm not going to have any wide receivers available to me. I just got a text here. Let's see what my wife asked me. Did she find the remote that my son has hid and has been missing for a week?
Oh, nice.
So instead, he bumped his head. Yes, that's what we've got. Oh, boy.
How bad, though? I mean, we're talking a big, like, my daughters used to do this when they were that age, and all of a sudden they'd walk in and they're, they had a giant bump protruding from their forehead. It's like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah, it's one of those.
And it's like, well, you caught the end of a table.
Yeah. It's there for 3 hours, and then it kind of ends up going away. But still, this remote, by the way, I know it's somewhere in our house, and it's somewhere between the floor and 3 feet high. But that is all that I know. I don't know if it's under a couch. I don't know if it's in a couch cushion. I don't know where it is, but I know that his reach can only go so far. He's not really throwing things yet, so the remote control for one of the TVs, it has been and I'll tell you, today's TVs, trying to find where the heck you turn the thing on is a whole other sort of deal. But let's get back to Mike Evans.
I was going to say, with that, if he starts chucking it too much, that means you're subjecting him to too much Seahawks or Bears football.
That's true. I've realized as a parent that whatever you have in your hand a lot or are doing a lot, your child notices.
Yeah.
And so the remote control and the phones are like, those are 1A and 1B. What ends up being number 2 is the Starbucks water cup. that I have. That is the other one that he loves to go after. So I realized maybe I got to cut back on the caffeine and the waters at Starbucks.
Well, you know what? Since I operate solely on caffeine, this is a good opportunity to say, hey, Starbucks, call the sales office of Fox Sports Radio. We could use a supplier and cash.
Let us know your vices that you expose to your kids on Twitter, at Dan Beyer on Fox and at Swollen Dome. But Mike Evans is not going to play against the Green Bay Packers. Chris Godwin's hurt. Julio Jones dinged up. I mean, it could be very, very slim pickings for Tom Brady coming up on Sunday against Green Bay.
Wouldn't be surprised if you see Cole Beasley elevated. I mean, literally just signed. If he's not too out of shape, which I imagine he kept himself in shape, ready to go, other than fielding punts, as we saw the Zapruder film from his first workout, I mean, you may see an elevation there. Otherwise, it'll get curious to see who can come up and become a bigger factor in the receiving game. Through 2 weeks, you've got 8 targets for Scotty Miller, 8 targets for Russell Gage. Everybody appearing on the injury list, though. So it's becoming one of those, all right, are we doing the Belichickian where everybody's on it and then we wave at you? Or are guys really hurt?
I would go down. I was thinking, like, would I go down deep in trying to find some value? And then I just think the game's going to be 17-14. Like, that's what I think that you're going to get.
Right. Do you get desperate with a Cam Brait or just hope that there's a lot of work out of the backfield?
Yeah. Like, the Buccaneers defense, I mean, we talk about a lot of the problems and the dysfunction, but that defense has been spot on for the first 2 weeks. And I don't expect it to change against Green Bay because I don't think Green Bay really wants to play that sort of game. So, yeah, I don't know how much value, I mean, outside of, even in just in this game, Mike, of overall, even with Green Bay, outside of playing a, you know, an Aaron Jones or an A.J. Dillon and a Leonard Fournette, I don't know if I'd want to touch anybody in this with
yeah,
with
and even still, all of those guys are second running backs or flex plays this week.
Yeah.
The over-under sitting at 42 for a reason. So,
yes.
Along with so many other games. But we'll get to that as we roll on in the podcast. But this is one that I think you sit back for the appreciation of the quarterbacks. And if one of them has a big day, great. You're probably not invested heavily from a fantasy angle.
And for those of us that grew up in the 80s, to have Tampa Bay and Green Bay be the national game on Fox in the late window sure is still tough to get used to. It used to be the Bay of Pigs, as Chris Berman once labeled it. That is what we've got in week 3.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe, Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish, not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, before we get to Mike's rankings and the hot plays and cold sores for week three in the National Football League season, our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, has been known to stream defenses. Is this process still ongoing, Ryan Bershinger?
Oh, you know it.
All right, so streaming in week three. How'd streaming go in week two? Yeah, how did it go in week two?
It went pretty well. I played the Niners defense in at least one of my leagues, and they did well.
Did I tell you about the BS of the one of the scoring systems? In
yeah,
the
you got a little rant in. If you're still hot, have at it. For those that missed the last episode, Dan's got problems with scoring.
It's one of those things where I can't remember who I've told, and apparently I've told everybody, including a podcast. But
that's all right.
Go ahead about Niners D.
They got me 13. They did well. That was a strong play. Let me see. I stream so many, so I have to go back and check.
For those that missed the podcast, ESPN counted the blocked field goal by the Seahawks that was ran back for a score, counted it against the 49ers defense, which is so absurd. It does not make any sense, because if it was an interception by the Seahawks that they ran back, it would not count against the Niners defense. This is so dumb. But anyway, I digress.
I also played the Browns defense, which then started to deteriorate against the Jets. So suddenly, streaming against the Jets is oddly not as fun as it used to be right now. I actually have had to back off a little bit in terms of streaming against the Jets. So this week, as you mentioned, we are recording this ahead of the Thursday night game. I like both sides on defense in the Thursday night game. I've got a couple shares.
So when everybody listens, they'll know if you're a genius or if you're an idiot.
Yes.
So, yes.
Well, the over-under is sitting at 38. And I'll give you guys this little piece of data that, you can apply liberally as we go. We'll add on to it. The last 3 years, all games that were at 38.5 or lower, the under came in.
All right.
So there you go. In theory, the defensive thing works. We'll see, because if it works, then Burst, you're the GOAT. Otherwise, you're the GOAT.
Right.
See, it works both ways.
Thank you.
This will be good. This will be a good test case, because if you do end up, like, as someone is listening to this right now, they know the outcome of Steelers Browns, so they know if Burst is on or off. Now, from what you say to this point, Burst could be great advice, or they may want to fade what you said, depending on what happened Thursday night.
I will say that the side that I prefer is the Browns, so I'm gonna double down even on my pick.
Ooh,
here.
Okay.
Fading
all
Private
right.
Ryan.
Very good. Very good.
As far as Sunday goes, I like the Texans against the Bears. Sorry, Mike.
There's his streaming D that we will recap again on our next podcast. All right. Are any Texans or any Bears and any of the top five or the hot plays or cold sores? You're about to find out right now. Let's get to the rankings, Mike. Your top five quarterbacks for week three of the National Football League season.
All right, nice and easy up at the top. Patrick Mahomes going up against the Indianapolis Colts. Like I talked about a little bit before, we talk about the point spread being inside of a touchdown despite the anemic effort of the Indianapolis offense. It is a road game. And it's not easy pickings for the Chiefs, that is, in terms of domination by their offense. But I think they spread it around. And, look, I'm not banking on Matt Ryan's fortunes to suddenly rise at home, even with Pittman back. So Mahomes at the top. Jalen Hurts coming in number two against Washington with his legs, with his arm. He left some stuff on the table against Minnesota. I'm sure folks are still a bit angry about that, but your overall total's still pretty strong. Josh Allen going up against Miami. This one's a question. I mean, you want to talk about a litmus test very early in a season for a squad. Schedule makers, at least in theory, did the Dolphins no favors. But this one, they will be tested on a whole other level. I think he gets a couple of short fields, does Josh Allen, because Tua gets sent to the Wolves. Justin Herbert coming in fourth. I'm banking on him playing against Jacksonville, spreading the ball around and getting folks their love. And then Kyler Murray, look, even if he only gives me 82 yards laterally to get a two-point conversion in the final minute, he's fun to watch. No, going up against the Rams, expecting them to come up with a bigger, more consistent effort. And to the passing game, you're starting to find guys to step up, and I'm feeling pretty good about where they're at.
You wonder if Kyler Murray's going to want something to prove after that wild card loss that they had where they were completely dominated by the Rams. I think we're going to be hearing a lot of these names that you said a lot in our top fives, because some of the cream is rising to the top when it comes to quarterback play in the National Football League, specifically when we're dealing with fantasy. All right, let's get to the top five running backs that you've got heading into week three.
Well, with a little bit of trepidation, Taylor comes up as the guy that emerges at the top. You know, I have little sheets of paper, and I start weighing pros, cons, and stats and trends, and I just say the only chance they have is to tuck the ball in his gut 25 times, which means just by falling forward, he's going to get you some love as well as perhaps a goal line touch. Joe Mixon against the New York Football Jets. Get the ball out quickly. Little screen passes, a little bit of yak is where I'm thinking to try to get right and keep Joe Burrow from becoming a pinata. That's what they need to do, is get the ball in Mixon's hands. Austin Eckler, a bit of a disappointment through the first 2 weeks for fantasy owners, but again, expecting the offense to roll in a home date. Dalvin Cook, who was an afterthought in week two. You want to talk about a miserable effort, leaving a lot of folks blue, as it were, going up against the Detroit Lions. They say they've got something cooking for them. I shrug and say, okay, worry about Captain Kirk. And then Christian McCaffrey, who is still on the field, going up against New Orleans. This is really more just a volume sequence for him, because with the standard becoming PPR leagues, he's going to be active in that side of the game.
I also think it's an indictment on the running back position so far and 2 weeks into the fantasy football season.
Like, well, but that's just it, right? Trying to ascertain who's rising up, right? Because we talked about the Packers running backs. We talk about Fournette. Neither one a strong play. You don't trust necessarily the Denver running backs in a situation against the 49ers defense. Derrick Henry looks like he's running in mud to start the season.
Yes.
They've got a home date. This is one of those great, what the hell am I going to get? What, you know, rubber meets the road? And do you trust Saquon Barkley against the Dallas defense? No. So those are all your top players, which means they shuffle out, which means you hold your nose, and someone's got to rise into the top five.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And Nick Chubb's played on Thursday night, so he wouldn't be in the top five anyway. So
there
is something going on with the running backs, and at some point things should break through. But it's been an odd start to the season. All right, let's get to the pass catchers. Your top five receiving targets for week three of the National Football League season.
Cooper Kupp against the Cardinals. roll it up. They give up a lot of yardage, and let's face it, little passes over the middle, find his routes. You know the target count is always going to be high. Looking for Justin Jefferson to have himself a rebound game after a disappearing act. You want to talk about a guy owning you, Darius Slay. And then he gave one of the footballs to James Harden. You see, that was great.
No.
It was great. Yeah, James Harden was sitting down towards the goal line, and after one of the interceptions, ran over and gave it to him. And then he, as so many said, promptly put up a shot that was woefully short. Ja'Marr Chase going up against the Jets. I don't expect the Bengals to roll, but they will put up some points in here. Look, Joe Flacco's elite. No, not really, but it's fun to say it. Davante Adams, just from a target count, going up against
Tennessee.
Going up against Tennessee on the road. You know, you make these notes and you can't read your own chicken scratch sometimes. Yeah, no question about it. But looking for them, that's a team that's really in a strange spot right now, are the Las Vegas Raiders, coming off of that huge loss. We'll see how they respond. I got to imagine this is actually one of the most intriguing matchups, right? A collapse for all ages, and a Tennessee team that is this point with Mike Vrabel hasn't shown up a lick. So we'll see if they can finish out. And then the guy that is, for whatever reason, still naming off all the guys drafted in front of him. How about you go after the executives that didn't draft you? Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, Brown out of you know, the Commanders, it's not his fault he got drafted before you. Maybe he had a better interview. Maybe someone went, you know, decided to reach. Maybe they looked at how much talent was at USC and the team still sucked. Either way, Amon-Ra St. Brown is unstoppable. I'll look for him to have another big day against the Vikings.
Is there anything that you can name like Amon-Ra St. Brown can name the wide receivers that were taken in front of him? Like, is there anything like that?
No, most of it is accessed only as necessary, and even then it's the, all right, I got to think about this a minute. I could probably do that with some old track listings of albums.
Okay.
If given a little bit of time to ponder it, but no, the rest of this stuff kind of rolls through. I used to do enough radio hits doing fantasy stuff where by the end of the week, I had so many stats committed to memory.
Yes.
Because you were talking about the same guys over and over again. It was written down, and just the act of writing it down would get you there. But, you know, as programming has changed and how much we're doing fantasy on the network and across the network has changed. I'm not quite doing that same level of repetition, which means I'm committing my brain to other things, you know, like my daughter's soccer and play rehearsal schedules.
I can do golf majors. Back until about the mid-90s.
Now, you can do all the majors that way?
Yeah, wow. Like if you give me a year in the tournament, I can tell you who won and likely where.
That's pretty impressive. So I used to do Super Bowls and Final Fours, and then with the internet, I don't need to.
Yeah, that's true. No, I same thing as well. There's a three Super Bowl span that messes me up, and I know that the Steelers won Super Bowl IX. That's what I know. That's when they started their first. They won two, didn't play in two, and then won the next two.
I thought you were going to reference 40, and then you blacked out for a couple of years there after that game.
So there's a couple of like Super Bowl VII is when the Dolphins had the perfect season. So there's that as well. So six and eight, I get confused with six and eight at times on who played in what Super Bowl. Final Fours, I was right there with you. And then all of a sudden, 2004 hit. And then it just completely, wiped out until, you know. I mean, it's tough to name who made the Final Four this year, you know.
Well, I mean, just wait until parent foggy brain really takes over for you, Dan.
No,
it's starting to now.
Hey.
The amount that you care of keeping the trivia of sports in your head. Look, I love our guy Steve Hartman.
Yes.
That's great. My brain, I can't let it work like that. Right? To where I've got the recall of all of that stuff. It's like, I don't need to. The interwebs is there for me.
Yeah.
And if not, I can go down to my local library and find all that information.
Fair enough. Let's get to the ninjas, the cold sores. and the hot plays that we start out with. These are the guys that didn't make the top five of Mike's rankings, however, are guys that you should get into your lineup. Hot plays for week three.
Well, let's go to a couple of quarterbacks that I absolutely love. Why? Because they're hot hands, so we'll keep it rolling so long as we can. You know, it's the let it ride philosophy with Carson Wentz and with Jared Goff. Goff going up against Minnesota. Look, they're entertaining. They may not win a ton of games this year, but they're going to be fun to watch both in between the white lines and in press conference situations and locker room situations thereafter. Likewise, Carson Wentz going up against his old team. We talked about it on the last podcast. You got a lot of pass catchers in Washington. Now, the running back situation will sort itself out over time. For those wondering why my S's sound really strange, I had oral surgery, and right now I have a partial and really really swollen mouth. So if you want to picture me as Sylvester the Cat, I'm happy with that as well. David Montgomery going up against the Houston Texans. The Bears found they may not have a lot they like. The run, the pass, play call was about 50-50. Even though he only had 11 pass attempts from Justin Fields in the last game. But they found that they can run the football. And so David Montgomery, I expect a heap and helping of him this week. Clyde Edwards-Helaire going up against Indianapolis. 22 touches thus far, almost 200 total yards. Let's get back to it once again. And then a quick wide receiver. Let's go T. Higgins. Coming out of protocol, going against your New York football Jets as a back end, too.
Yeah, got into the end zone last week in that game against Dallas. All right, Mike, let's get to the cold sores, the guys you don't want to touch, don't want to see, don't want anything to do with your cold sores for week three.
Jumping on the bandwagon with all the former Seahawks players, Russell Wilson. No, going up against San Francisco. Hey, one by one, everybody's coming out. Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree with T.
Open season.
Well, look, you know, and then you leave and you get a big contract, and then suddenly you have no control and everybody wants to throw the first-year head coach under the bus. That's why you paid $245 million for a quarterback, because he was supposed to help you do your job. Anyway, going up against San Francisco, inspired effort coming from this 49er defense. Why? Because they want to be the next to stack some chips against a guy who's tormented them in division for years, an opportunity in front of a big crowd. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Tua, keep an eye on the injury situation in the Buffalo secondary. If you got some missing component parts, and yeah, he gets in as a back end QB1 and maybe low enough in terms of the algorithm that you consider him as a daily fantasy play. Otherwise, could be tough sledding for Tua going up against that Bills front seven, as it were. We mentioned Aaron Jones before. I'm out. Derrick Henry, prove it to me. Show me you got something. Yeah, he's going to be an RB2, but your expectations are definitely lowered at this point. And then Adam Thielen had 4-for-52 to lead the Vikings last year. Does he look like the same guy? Hell no. WR3 at best.
Those are your cold sores for week three of the National Football League season. This Dolphins-Bills game, like there's, I think to myself, the Dolphins probably had a lot in that win, huge win obviously in Baltimore, but a lot was taken out. You talked about their schedule to start the season, that is Baltimore or New England, Baltimore, and now Buffalo. I wonder how much of the Bills are reading their own press clippings right now.
Sure.
After the first 2 weeks. So just how that plays out, I'm curious. Okay, if Miami puts up a stinker, I wouldn't be shocked. But if the Bills come in and get surprised, you'd be like, okay, you could see that coming for the praise that we've given them the first 2 weeks. And by the way, the praise is actually deserved with the way that they've played. You just hope that it doesn't go to their heads if you're a Bills fan.
No, that's right. 6-point favorites or 5.5, depending on where you're looking, on the road at Miami. Not a lot of respect for the home team yet. People saying, all right, McDaniel, all right, to approve it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's get to the ninjas, the sneaky plays for the upcoming games on Sunday and Monday.
May not love them, but Miles Sanders with an opportunity to wrest more control of the running back position. Why? Because Gainwell was responsible for the Jalen Hurts interception. Off his hands, should have been caught, set him up in the red zone. Didn't matter. Captain Kirk gave it right back to Darius Slay. But with those kind of issues, you see guys be able to wrest control, and maybe here's an opportunity for Sanders, who's been solid as part of that dominant run game. But here's a shot against Washington. Cool division matchup early in this season. Josh Jacobs going up against Tennessee. Can Vrabel rally them? I don't know. Jacobs, a guy, kind of an afterthought in fantasy land, but while he's healthy, while we're at double-digit touches, as we talked about, the running back position's a mess, here's an opportunity for you. Drake London going up against your Seattle Seahawks, Dan Beyer. Jacoby Myers, even though he talked out about the offense going up against Baltimore, look, you gotta go against the Baltimore secondary right now until they prove otherwise, because it's been a mess thus far. And then Michael Carter going up against Cincinnati, 29 touches thus far, 150 total yards. I recommended a Jet. What the hell's wrong with me, Dan?
I thought it was going to be Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I just thought at this point we hyped him enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
That we could push him off. But you're right. Garrett Wilson, certainly a guy that you want to take a look at. He was one of the most popular waiver wire pickups of the week. And, you know, obviously folks that have the Buckeye blood and memorabilia around Dan Byer. We're all in on Wilson before this started to roll, but now with Joe Flacco, see, I get to praise Flacco again before Zach Wilson gets back. What a game Wilson had a week ago.
There are enough Buckeye wide receivers to go around, so if you missed out on Garrett Wilson, you can go find another. It's time for my opportunity to give some advice where I give you one reason to start a guy and one reason to bench a guy. Garrett Wilson was going to be he's my silver medal winner because he came just one spot short. I'm trying to speak. You're having enough trouble, Mike. I'm not making it any easier. One spot short of my give you one reason to start. The gold medal winner, Brandon Cooks of the Houston Texans. Targets are there. I know Ryan took a shot at your Chicago Bears, but I do think that if Davis Mills is healthy, he did pop up on the injury report, but if he's fine, I think you're going to see Cooks in the end zone for the first time this season. I'll give you a guy to bench. It is an Ohio State receiver, and it's for something that you mentioned earlier, Darius Slay. Hold off on Terry McLaurin this week. I think you could still see a lot of Curtis Samuel. We talked in the last podcast how the Commanders now really have four viable options to play in fantasy in pass-catching positions. So you've got Samuel there. You've got Jahan Dotson. Talked about Logan Thomas as maybe a red zone target at tight end. I'm going to say hold off on McLaurin, who could get some Darius Slay coming up on Sunday.
We'll see if James Harden follows him. No, I'm just kidding. They were in Philadelphia.
I also gave you three reasons to start each guy. Actually, there were more caveats. I didn't give you reasons. They were caveats. Davis Mills' health, that sort of thing. The other guys, yes. But Darius Slay's the reason that I would not start Terry McLaurin. And Brandon Cooks is getting those targets against that Bears secondary.
All right. We got to talk about a shutdown corner, Dan.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
You know, you like when you can get those things in.
All right, Bursch. There was a lot of advice that Mike and I handed out. Mike, I want to know what hit Bursch's eye. What did he hear? What hit your ear that you're like, you know what? I like that sort of advice going into week three.
So going back to the streaming defenses talk, I actually, as I mentioned, I had the Niners last week. I had drafted them originally because I liked their first 2 weeks out of the season. But looking forward, I was hesitant because you have the Broncos this week. But I considered actually holding on to the Niners defense because of the fact that Broncos offense doesn't seem to really know what they're doing yet. So I agree with Mike that I think Russell Wilson's a scary play this week. I think overall that Broncos offense is scary. I think the fact that I have Albert O as my guillotine tight end is scary to me. And so I think right now I need to see more from the Broncos offense to be able to play any of those guys with really any sort of confidence. I mean, Javonte Williams is going to still get work, but Melvin Gordon's still also going to get work. Cortland Sutton is getting targeted a lot. We saw that in the last game. And I said before the season I had a feeling he would emerge as their number one wide receiver. It's looking like that, especially since Judy's banged up again already. So that is something that stuck out to me is putting the cold sore onto Russell Wilson because that Broncos offense is a little scary to me right now.
Amazing on how the heat is so turned up. And now you thought Monday Night Football was bad. You're on Sunday Night Football, and you've got to right these wrongs against the toughest defense you're going to face all season. Yeah, it could be an uphill climb for the Broncos and Russell Wilson.
What do you think the switch was here? I mean, to get into the philosophical of it all. I mean, obviously you got former players that are getting chippy about Russ, and we've heard for a long time that the facade. I mean, for me, I referenced it on the podcast, I think, last week, and then certainly talked about it on the show with Jason Smith, is, you know, we had all those people roll through. You guys were on Radio Row. How many people did most folks show up to the stage with? One, two, maybe a photographer, so a third person? Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with our guy, Kelvin Washington. We watched Russ walk in with no fewer than like 15 people.
Sure.
And we're looking around going, wow. You know, Montana and Barry Sanders and all these people walking around, they got nobody. And then he got this guy. and I was like, what's going on here?
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think when you leave the organization, because it wasn't a trade where Seahawks wanted to get rid of him, they probably didn't want him around, but right. He sure as heck didn't help any of this. And now you found somebody who, you know, wanted to dance with you. Like, if he stays in Seattle and is a Seahawk for life, I think people look at that and, you know, still think he's corny, still think he does his stuff, but now it's, hey, I want out, that sort of thing. That's what I think turned. And I think now it gave it open season on everybody. He's no longer in Seattle, so the former teammates can say it. Other people around the league. Denver gave him that contract. So, yeah, I think it's all of that.
Now he just needs to embrace the heel turn, Dan.
All right, time for our three-point conversion. Plus, Bursch is going to give us a survivor pick at the end of all this. I'm going to quick give you my conversions, Mike. The three things that I think that you should look forward to in week three. The points of Palooza. I think it's Rams-Cardinals. It's not the highest in the over-under, but I think you're going to see a lot of points there. We've seen the Cardinals obviously rally late, even through garbage points up in that game against the Chiefs where they were blown out. Rams-Cardinals, my points at Palooza this week. I'd be shocked, and I know that I've been down on him because of the recent trend we've talked about. I'd be shocked if Derrick Henry doesn't get into the end zone twice and starts to have his breakaway game against the Raiders. Feels like a get-right game even on a short week. And I think that week three is for the birds. And by saying that, you mentioned Drake London as a ninja play. I think you play your Seahawks and Falcons this week because they're playing each other. And if there's at any point that you feel like you need to play DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett or Rashad Penny or Cordarrelle Patterson or Drake London or Kyle Pitts, who's coming off of a bad game, as he said, I think it's this week. So look for some good play for the birds.
That's one I'm really shocked. The over-under is only 42. And that leads to one of my 3 points, Dan, including the aforementioned, widely discussed Thursday night Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. 7 games on the slate for week three. The over-under is at 43 points or fewer. A lot of paint drying on those walls on Sunday.
No, I don't feel so bad about my fantasy teams. Let's feel right, a little
when
bit
you
better.
Start looking, but I mean, if you're looking at your projected points, right, the algorithms and everything, you start looking at whatever your website is, and you're like, wow, I scored so much the first 2 weeks. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. We know crazy stuff happens every week. But right now, the very depressed point totals. Number two, he went to Jared. Yeah, Jared Goff.
That's Jared.
See, we got the jingles in. We need an official jeweler of the I Want Your Flex podcast as well. As I get blinged out, maybe I can replace my tooth with a gold one as the permanent one. Dan, you never can tell. But with Amon-Ra St. Brown and the assorted Detroit Lions, even if DeAndre Swift only gives you 5 touches a week, still electric. And then finally, remember when?
I like it.
There you go. I could sing the Alan Jackson song if you want. Remember when? But, you know, you got 4 pass catchers. You got the guys out of the backfield as well. I think Carson Wentz keeps the hot hand rolling. Already 650 passing yards. Let's roll it up again for week three.
I'm warming up to the Commanders uniforms. I don't like the Commanders thing on the front.
I don't like the name, but I want the football team back.
I'm okay with it. I transitioned pretty easily to the Guardians as well in baseball. I just realized that you just changed the IN to GAR. Like the Deans
GAR.
The same, so it was a lot easier than I thought.
Well, it's like Steve the Pirate in dodgeball.
Burst survivor pick week 3.
That's right. I'm currently alive in my survivor pool, and I think that this is certainly going to jinx myself to all of a sudden start talking about my survivor pool. But week 1, I took the Ravens. Week 2, I took the Rams. So I'm alive right now. I'm taking Chargers for week 3. They're favored by 7 at home against Jacksonville. Also, of course, we had the debut of Survivor last night, Dan. And I like Jesse from First Impressions. Jesse is the reformed gang member who turned PhD.
Yeah.
I like that he's around a couple bigger threats in that tribe, so I think they're already building a great story for him. And I like the potential path for him. I will also say the Baca tribe not taking out Gabler after after he showed everyone.
Spoiler alert.
I was going to say, I haven't watched yet. Between that and The Amazing Race with Rex Ryan, I'm behind.
we did also watch The Amazing Race, and I didn't know how to fully describe Rex Ryan to my girlfriend. I just left out. I just said, you know,
racing feet retro.
Yes, he was a head coach, and I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, after showing his idol that is only good for 2 tribals and just letting him hang out there for the first one when they knew damn well he wasn't going to use it that first time, gigantic mistake. And those are my survivor picks for week 3.
That it takes me honestly like 7 episodes to get everybody's name right. So I just, I know Cody. That's all that I know right now.
Dan Burst put out an org chart. What are you talking about?
And I know who got voted off because I saw that person's name a bunch of times on a piece of paper. But I'm not going to say it because there are people who have DVR'd it and are going to watch it.
Well, I know who was off the Masked Singer. Can I throw that in while I'm at
I will say Survivor Pools, I got into 5 to start the season. I'm already down to 3.
Yeah,
like, so I've lost 2 of them. I lost the Browns last week. Week 1, can't even remember who I lost in week 1. But I lost the Browns last week in that Jets game. Otherwise, I would have been able to skate scot free for the week 2.
Yeah, you want to talk about a landmine across many of these contests? I heard some reports of some of these big ones with like massive prizes where they're already down to like 25%. Of the entries. Yeah, here's one from Circa Sports. $6 million, I guess, is the payout. Coming out of week 2, only a third of the teams remain.
So one I'm in, 761 people have been eliminated, 367 are still alive.
Amazing.
Yeah, in another one, it's going to be similar numbers, but there were 699 people eliminated and 314 left.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, that's
blood in the streets.
The first weeks were, oh, I lost the Titans to the Giants in week 1. That was my other one. But it's the first week of the 6 top teams picked, 5 of them lost. So that's what you get to early on in the season.
Chaos ensues. You know what? That's good for business, though, because people are panicking. And the show's today, Dan. That's always the general rule. Yeah, they might be all right week 15. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
we're not talking about what they may look like. We're talking about the terrible efforts now. I'm looking at you, Denver fans.
we'll have a recap of all of our doings, plus look back at some of the stuff that we hit and missed, and look ahead to the waiver wire picks that you need to make for week 4 after we wrap up week 3, as our new episode will launch coming up on Tuesday morning. So again, this has been recorded on a Thursday prior to Steelers-Browns. So any of the advice, just know that when you're listening to it on Friday, that's when this information came out. Make sure you check Twitter. Make sure you check all of your sites. You can always check in with us as well for lineup questions. Get Ryan Bershinger on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger, and you can get Mike Harmon on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Me, Dan Beyer, you can find at Dan Beyer on Fox. So until week 3 concludes, enjoy the games, and we will talk to you and get you set next time for week 4. Talk to you again, and I want your flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.